Thank you, Alan. Back to the news. You may be forgiven for feeling you've heard enough about politics and elections, but they are in the news. The election results for the county are in, and then there are news items, as there will be for the next month, no doubt, about our candidates in the general election. However, we thought you might like to hear happy and non-political news of Norwich South candidates' wedding at the Houses of Parliament. There was joy for the Conservatives as they took overall control of Norfolk County Council, but despair for UKIP and the Greens, who suffered election wipeout. Delighted Tories went some way to making up for the defeat suffered in County Hall elections 4 years ago. On that occasion, UKIP won 15 seats and the Tories lost 20. But now UKIP are facing a future with no seats at all on Norfolk County Council, while the Conservatives added 13 to take their tally to 55 and win overall control. Labour increased their representation at County Hall from 14 to 17, although the party suffered losses to the Conservatives in Caistron-Sea and Gaywood South. They won Yarmouth, Nelson and Southtown from UKIP and took all four seats in Norwich, which the Greens had taken in the 2013 elections. It was a mixed bag for the Liberal Democrats. They gained four but lost three, ending up with one extra division at County Hall. The results mean the political makeup of Norfolk County Council is now Conservatives 55, Labour 17, Liberal Democrats 11 and one independent.
General election hopeful Clive Lewis tied the knot in the Houses of Parliament after having to cut short his honeymoon and not have his stag do because of the snap poll. Mr. Lewis, the Labour candidate for Norwich South in the election on June the 8th, married actress Katie Steele at a service in the historic Chapel of St. Mary Undercroft in the Houses of Parliament. Mr. Lewis had to rethink his wedding plans when the general election was called, but the couple decided to save the date. Instead, the former Shadow Defence and Business Secretary spent what would have been his stag night campaigning on the streets of Norwich. And the pair's honeymoon will also have to be curtailed, as they realised they could not spend a week in Cornwall at a time when Mr. Lewis should be campaigning. But even the wedding venue was under question, as during the pre-election dissolution, sitting MPs lose their standing as members of Parliament, meaning they are unable to use the chapel. The Chapel of St. Mary Undercroft is a Church of England church in the Palace of Westminster, completed by Edward I in 1297. So when Theresa May called the snap election, it looked for a few days as if the wedding would have to be abandoned. Fortunately for the couple, Black Rod and the Sergeant-at-Arms agreed to make an exception for the long-planned ceremony.
A Norwich sixth form student will be a guest of honour at a celebratory dinner after winning a public speaking competition about the city's history. Grace Jackson from Norwich High School for Girls triumphed in the Great Norwich History Competition, organised by the Freemen of Norwich. The contest was held as part of the group's celebrations to mark its 700th anniversary. In centuries past, the Freemen of Norwich governed the city. The ancient privileges are now gone, but the title and its associated Norwich Town Close Estate charity survives. Six teams from schools across Norwich battled it out on the competition final at Norwich's Open venue, which involved giving presentations to a panel of experts on whether Norwich ceased to be a great city after 1750. Miss Jackson, who presented on her own, scooped the £150 top prize. The sixth form student will be a guest of honour at the Freeman's Great Feast, which will take place at St Andrew's Hall, Norwich, on September the 29th.
Councillors have agreed to provide an island community space to moor their vessels along the River Yare. People living on Thorpe Island near Norwich had feared they would be fined £100 every time they visited the mainland. It followed Thorpe St Andrew Town Council's decision to introduce new mooring regulations along River Green off Yarmouth Road in March, but there have been no arrangements made for islanders to regularly use the moorings without incurring a charge. Following an outcry from residents, councillors have now agreed to provide a small space for them to use their dinghies. A report which went before members said the island's landowner has requested an extension of the commercial mooring area. he offered the council £500 per year for the space, which would be used by both his service vessels and the islanders' boats.
A former care home, which was sold for more than £600,000 after closing last year, could be transformed into 18 new homes. Philadelphia House in Norwich was one of four care homes, which were run by Norfolk County Council's arm's length company, Norse Care, closed and put up for sale because of the changes of how care is provided. The residents were moved to Beaufort Care Village. Norse Care had opened an 80-bed specialist dementia care home called Mayflower Court there. Other residents were among those who moved into a 92-apartment housing with care scheme run by Saffron Housing Trust and named The Meadows. After residents moved, Philadelphia House in Penn Grove was sold for £610,000. Developer Lomax Properties has now submitted an application with Norwich City Council to convert the former care home, which was built in the 1960s, into housing. The proposal is to create 18 new homes, 13 one-bedroom flats and 5 two-bedroom flats.
Well, that's all from us, from
Belle
and myself, Ian, and now it's on to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Chris Gillam.